Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Mercy Over Judgment. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Yes, there are case after case where people have messed up and made serious mistakes and sown bad things, and judgment is due, and judgment is coming. All of us were there because of sinning and coming short of the glory of God. All we faced in this life and past it was judgment for our sins. But God had mercy.
Thank you, Lord.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
Mercy on us. And Jesus took our place. And by faith in Him, we don't get judgment. We don't get what we sowed. We don't get what we deserved. We get mercy. Now listen, saints. Now for us, having been shown this kind of mercy, to turn around and refuse to show mercy to our brother and sister, it actually can disqualify us from mercy and put us back under judgment. Now, if you don't understand that or think you don't believe that, do not just throw that away. Before we're through, we're going to see a lot of scriptures. How many believe there must be a reason why Jesus said, don't judge, so you won't be judged? He said, in the easy to read, verse 13, you must show mercy to others. If you do not show mercy, then God will not show mercy to you when He judges you. But the one who shows mercy can stand without fear before the judge. Even though you've done a bunch of stuff, you don't have to have any fear. How many know if you're standing in faith in what Jesus has done and washed by the blood, I don't have to be afraid of what's going to happen past this life.
Amen.
I don't have to be afraid when the judgment begins to come on all beings that we read about in Revelation and in other places, and the judgment seat of Christ and all these other things. The Bible said we can have boldness on that day.
Yes.
How in the world could you? Because you know. Mercy. Mercy has triumphed over judgment. Oh, somebody say,
mercy
has triumphed over judgment. Boy, when we realize that, we will cry tears of joy. We will shout hallelujahs. We will run around the room. When we realize what this really means. But, if we choose, having experienced this kind of mercy, to turn around and refuse to show mercy to our brother and judge them, what's going to happen to us? Then we will be judged. But mercy triumphs over judgment. Go to the fourth chapter. Let's go further in identifying and defining this ugly stuff called judging. Do you have a desire to get it out of your life?
Yes.
To get rid of it?
Yes.
To stop it?
Yes.
Then pray another prayer with me. Let's release faith. Say it out loud. Father God,
in my
heart, I choose to believe you. And I set myself to judge no more. I am not the judge. You are the judge. Open my eyes and ears and heart and mind. Help me to recognize judgment, what it looks like, what it sounds like, what it acts like, and by your grace, I'll get it out of my life and give no more place to it. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Go to, please, the fourth chapter of James. James 4 and verse 11. Well, read verse 10 with it. James 4:10. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift you up. Now, here's another nugget concerning judging. Judging is being proud. You have to be prideful, be acting pridefully to judge. To even take on the role of judge is some kind of pride, because we are not qualified at all. Acting like you're qualified to judge is hypocrisy, it's not loving those people, and it's pride. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. He'll lift you up. Now notice the very next verse. What did He say? Speak not evil one of another, brothers. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judges his brother, do you see the word "and" there? So here's another way of saying judging. Speaking evil about somebody is judging them. Now, evil, we saw this some months ago talking about another subject. Probably today we wouldn't so much say evil as we would just say bad. Right. Evil is the opposite of good. And today, what do we call the opposite of good?
Bad.
Anytime we're saying anything bad about anybody, we need to examine ourselves. Are you judging? Because again and again, that's the case.
Yeah.
Are we complimenting them? Are we saying something good about them? Well, if you're saying something bad about them, again and again, you're judging them. Judging is deciding. The judge sits on the bench. He decides what's legal, what's not legal. Who's guilty, who's not guilty. They did this. They shouldn't have done that. Really? You the judge. They should have done this. What's wrong with them? What were they thinking? I would never. You definitely judging now. Because not only could you already have. Remember that beam?
Yes.
I didn't say all this would be pretty or fun. But is it Bible? Come on, is it Bible?
Yes, sir.
Is it important?
Yes, sir.
I'm excited already about this because I'm getting glimpses of what's coming down the road.
Yeah.
There are answers in this.
Yes.
There are answers of receiving things that people have been trying to receive for years.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. And acting on this is a way to absolutely shut the door and lock it to the devil getting in your life. I mean, you can just keep him looking for a way to get in, but you won't give it to him because you won't quit walking in love, you won't judge, and you won't quit walking in faith, and you just keep overcoming and overcoming and overcoming and overcoming.
Come on.
Sit out loud. Don't speak evil,
of each other.
He said, he that speaks evil of his brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law. If you're talking bad about your brother, you're actually talking bad about the word. And judging the law. But if you judge the law, you're not a doer of the law, but a judge. Remember, you can't judge without being hypocritical. If you're judging someone for something, Romans 2:1 says you're guilty of the same. And so, you're not being a doer of what you said they should do. You know, people judge each other a lot over the area of money. Did you know how much they paid for that? Do you know what could have been done with that money? Do you know how many people could have been fed with that money? You know how many houses could have been built with that money? You know how many people could have been clothed with that money? When you hear that, one word needs to just flash. Hypocrite. Hypocrite. Why? I assure you, nobody can talk like that without being a hypocrite. From the Word, I know this. Why? You go to ask them, okay, what percentage should we give? And how do you know we're not already doing that?
Right.
And here's a little question right under it. What percentage do you give?
Yeah.
Huh?
Right.
Now, if you're not giving at least the percentage you say we should be giving,
right,
what are you?
Hypocrite.
Yeah, but that's different. You know, I'm not a preacher. I don't claim to be anything. Yeah, but honey, you're going to get judged. With the same judgment, you're not going to be judged by what I think you should do. You'll be judged by what you said somebody else should do. That's the measure and standard that'll be used against you, because you said, this is what everybody should do. This is what they should do. You said it. So that's the standard you'll be measured by. When you learn this, you just almost quit having opinions. You just go, well, you know, they gave $100,000 for their dog's air conditioning doghouse. You go, good for them, man. Just glory to God. none of my business. If they're happy, that's between them and the Lord. Is that right? But when you get all huffy, and you get all mad, and you get all agitated, you're not walking in love, and you're judging already. And you're being a hypocrite. Come on, can you see this? Because you are not doing what you claim they should be doing.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Mercy Over Judgment, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.